There are 134 universities in the UK, you know, about 2.5 million students. 300,000 of those come from outside Europe, another 130,000 from Europe and the rest from the UK. And we're talking about, as Matt said in his piece, a very small sample of one university, which has about just 2,500 students. I think that is, you know, it's an isolated case. It doesn't reflect my experience, my knowledge of the sector, which is pretty extensive. Mm-hmm. We at the University of Roehampton, we have quite a lot of overseas students. I can tell you they're very hardworking students. We like them because they are so hardworking. I can tell you they come in and they study really hard because they've made a huge investment to come here. We're acutely aware of that. You know, I meet students all the time who families have saved, families have borrowed, families have got together, you know, cousins, things, to try and help this person come to the UK to study. These aren't people who are about to skive off and do nothing. I can tell you, they work very hard. They're very committed. That's why we love these students.
I'm in touch with quite a lot of international students living in the East London area myself, who've come from, you know, countries like India and Sri Lanka predominantly. In my experience, having liaising with them in this country over the years, is that, you know, there are, whilst some are hardworking and come to study and then go back home to obtain employment, there are a small section of students from various universities in and around London and other counties, practically all over the UK, where they come and obtain employment in restaurants or hotels, you know, and don't, you know, effectively attend classes, okay? And they do this consistently. And when their degree, you know, the term of the degrees are over, they then, you know, pay a small amount of money to an agent or a college to obtain another seat at another educational institution for the purposes of, you know, residing in the UK. I don't doubt the credibility of Roehampton University and what the Vice-Chancellor was outlining, but equally one can't deny that, you know, there are isolated cases in various universities that I'm aware of and students that I'm still in touch with who have now moved on and are in full-time employment and have gained residential status here in the United Kingdom.